going to if I'm going to if I'm going to teach them, and people will learn from these things. I go, wow, that's a cool trick. I didn't know that one before. If I don't teach it, then people will say, you see, the Chachamim, they don't know what's going on. And if they did, they for sure would be doing it. The Gemara Shailas Achakach. Amram or lo Amram. So at the end of the day, did he say it or didn't he say it? He had a suffix to say it or not to say it. We understand both said it. Also, Gemara knew at the end of the day, did he say it or didn't he say it? Umataretzis Amram. In the end, he said it. And he brought his raya from this pasuk, the pasuk in Hoshaya. Yesharim darche Hashem v'tzadikim yelchu bom v'poishim yichsholu bom. The pasuk says, the ways of Hashem are straight. The tzadikim will walk in those straight paths, and the sinners will fall and trip up in them. It means the Torah has a message to tell. You want to trip up and get confused and mess up because of that message, you will. The tzaddikim will take the message and they'll do the right thing with it. And the sinners will take the same Torah, the same teaching, and they'll turn it into Ramayut. That's not our business. Our business is we have to teach Torah. So he taught it. Fantastic posuk there, eh? Yisharim da'ach Hashem, Hashem's ways are straight. They're straight. We'll have to understand that because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was teaching Ramayut. He was teaching Torah. He was teaching people. He was teaching a thing called Ramayut. Where's the Dach Hashem's Yashar if Rabbi Yochanan Bach is teaching Ramayut? Because the tzaddikim will know what to do with it. The tzaddikim will know how to not get involved in it. They'll understand it. They'll learn those tainas. They'll learn all the trickim and whatever to you know in order to distance themselves from it. The Rishayim, they'll get the same shir. And they'll gather there with a whole new bag of tricks and they'll go out there and they'll use it to cause suffering to other people. Okay. So that's the importance of knowing and understanding the cookery. There are many stories like this, many, many stories that were done in Israel. You see just how they understood so well. They understood so well what was going on in the minds of our enemies and how they could predict them and see them and understand. They understood it so well. It's one of the challenges you have in chinuch. One of the biggest challenges you have if you're raising children is we're trying to raise pure, sensitive, untainted children, yeah? But on the other hand, they're going to live in a world that's anything but that. They're going to have to live in a world that meet people, encounter people that are very far away from what you're trying to bring our children up to be. And you have to arm them with that. That's what the Chovos HaLevavos is telling you. You have to prepare them for that. So mitzadechad, you have to raise these pure holy individuals. Mitzadechad, you have to arm them with all the tools of trickery in order to know how to deal with a very, very unpleasant world out there. Very, very cruel world out there. That's not a simple challenge. That's the avoidance. That's what the Torah teaches us. That's what the Torah gives us. If it comes from Torah, it doesn't affect them negatively. Okay, v'ra dugmot. Here are the examples. Kasher roya yetzer, she'en hu yoichel lashpir alav, lahatil sofik b'yusoydes ha'imuna. Sh'nitzkurul il b'perek zeh, when the yetzer realizes that he's not going to be able to trip you up with fakers about the yusoydes of imuna that we mentioned above, v'yitzvakech itcha oydoysom al yedei kashyos v'rayos. He'll get into an argument with you. He'll get into a debate with you. With kashas and rayas. In order to uproot from you the imunah and the recognition that these principles, these yitzhoides of imunah are actually emes. And you'll knock him out, you'll get rid of him with his superficiality and the weakness of his rayas via the way that I taught you at the beginning of this perek. I don't know if you remember all of that, it was a long time ago. He can't maintain a stand against you. And he can't He can't move you. He can't take from you the emunah that you know is true and clear. And then what's he going to do? Now you've eaten the etzara, that's it, you can go home. He's not that easily deterred. And here's the first of the 12 dugma'ot that he's going to give us. That we had, this was the Hakdama to. He'll come to you like this and he'll say, Kama sameachani v'itnaguscho u'be'emunoscho ha'toiva. How happy I am with you. The way you conduct yourself and your unbelievable emunah. U'be'lipcho ha'sholem le'lokim, that your heart is totally whole with Hashem. U'kvei gata da'dagas ka'elu b'chassidus. You've reached these unbelievable high levels of chassidus. No one in the generation's got to where you've got to. It's fitting for you also to start getting a little bit habituated to fulfill a little bit of the obligations you have towards other people. Because they're the cause of the benefit and the damage that you get. When you start finding favor in people's eyes, then you'll be honorable, you'll be honored by them in their eyes. And when they're angry with you, his bomb is there, you'll suffer from that. Make sure that all the things you're doing is finding favor in people's eyes. You want to find favor in people's eyes, Kamo Shomer Rabbeinu Chazal. He's coming with Fruma Tainas as Yetzirah. What's he telling you? First, he gives you a lot of praise. He tells you what a tzaddik you are. He tells you that you've reached dagas of imunah and agos, and he's so happy with you. He's so proud of you. You've got to this daga that mamash no one else has got to. But now it's important for you also to start winning favor with people. You have to start doing things that will win over people, because you'll be honorable before them, and not only that, but if they get angry with you and they're not happy with you, you'll suffer terribly. So it's important to make sure that people are, you know, that people are taken by you, that people are, you know, that you're winning over people. And he brings a raya from Avos. Whoever the people find pleasant and have a good relationship with them, so then Hashem also will have a good relationship with him. So you have to start by being nice to people and winning them over. And so he's tempering the guy's gaiva. He's coming to us, attacking us with gaiva. And at the same time, he's telling us he's not going to get you to stop doing a virus, that he knows he's not going to be oikin your imuna, that he knows he can't do. But he's going to get you to start being a little bit, you know, but gaivadik, and also start flattering and trying to get people's attention and trying to win over people and find favor in people's eyes. What's wrong with that? That's important. If you don't, then, you know, then the Mishnah says it's important. When the Yetzirah comes to you with this taina, you have to tell him, "My toil is tadlusu limtzo chayin ba'ena yutzu chalash kamoini." What benefit is there for making it tadlus in order to win favor in the eyes of a creature that's weak like me? The creature that you want me to win, you know, find favor in his eyes, he can't help me and he can't hurt me. He's like me. He's weak like me. He can't do anything. What's this? This person, my sipushilo. All his whole life is told on the neshama that was blown into by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what are you giving him? Why do you think he's so important? What's he story? But if Eloi Kedvarecho, Shani Mechuv Bakach, Shani machuiv b'kach. Yamzelu lo achoisais. I couldn't do it. Yeich uchel the poil etzel kol b'nei doyre sheyu merutzim imeni. Even if I was obligated to do what you're telling me to do, you tell the Yetzirah. Even if I was obligated to do this, to win favor, how many people can you win favor in the eyes? You know, there's a couple billion people in the world. The whole generation? I have to get the whole generation to be enamored with me? I can't even get my family to do this for me. I can't even get any honor or covet in my own home. How am I going to get the next door neighbor to be honorable to me? I can't even get my own kids to, my own family, my own house. I can't win favor in their eyes. That's the time to come to the Yetzer Hara. We might find ourselves here in this seduction of the Yetzer Hara here. I mean, we do a lot of stuff, you know, because we want to get attention. We want people to like us. We want people to be nice to us. You know, people talk nonsense and you keep quiet, which is a good thing sometimes, to keep quiet when people talk nonsense. But sometimes you have to put them in their place. Sometimes you tell them, laws are shekels. Look, that's not the Torah's views. And you don't want to, because you're trying to be pleasant. You want to be nice. You cook up all sorts of yates or horrors about why you shouldn't put him in. You should have lots of stories. There's a desire to find favor amongst people. That's for sure. But the Yetzer Hara uses it because he starts with this. This is a little pinprick in your armor. And once he makes that pinprick, then we know he said earlier, you'll get you to makalkal all your Maasim Tovim. Because your Maasim Tovim will be done with this vested interest of trying to win favor. He doesn't get you to Averas. He doesn't come and tell you that, no, there's not really a shame. The Emunah, what are you doing? But no, he leaves you fully intact. His mama's put you on a pedestal of untold greatness. And then he just says, yeah, but you also have to also just, you know, also you have to do a little bit of flattering, you know. That's a much higher level. But he says, he told us where it goes to. It ends up with nothing left of the good. B'divrei Rabbeinu, Shavaita Memraya. This Chazal, this Pirka Avos that the Yetzer Hara brought his Raya from. It is not obligating you to mishtadl, to draw upon yourself the approval of all the creation. It was what one Chocham said to his son, gave over to his son in his will. He handed over to him. Stoval, B'nei, Lifoil etzel kol ha-bruim she'em merutzim mimcho. Conduct yourself with all the people that they will be merutzim, but they'll be happy with you. Ze eine b'yachel techo. Ma she'chen b'yachel techo. To go and conduct yourself in such a way that everybody will find, you'll find favor in everybody's eyes, that's not within your ability. I'm sorry, you can't do that. What you can do, and what is in your koyach to do, make sure that Hashem is happy with you, that you can do. You try and do things and get everybody happy with you, forget about it, you're not going to do that. It's not in your ability. But you can try and make sure that everything you do is Hashem is finding favor with. When you make your ishtadlus to find favor in Hashem's eyes, he'll make sure that people are happy with you. You'll find favor in people's eyes as well. And you see that kapshuta. You see that kapshuta. Who are the people that people look up to? Who are the people that give honor and covet to and line up to get brachos from? Are the people that are making Hashem happy, doing the rotzen Hashem? Everybody wants time with the tzaddik. Hence they hang out with the tzaddik. People flew all over the world. They come stand in lines to see the Gedol Yisrael or whatever. Wow. How did the Gedolim find favor in these people's eyes? They didn't. They found favor in Hashem's eyes. Hashem says, if you do that, then you'll also find favor in people's eyes. כמו של כוסוף. רצוץ השם דר כאיש, גם אויביו ישולם איתו. ישלם איתו, סורי, ישלם איתו. When Hashem wants, I'm sorry, when Hashem finds Rotson, when a person's happy, when Hashem's happy with the ways of a person, even if enemies will be peaceful with him. You walk faithfully with Hashem, even your enemies will turn around for you. Zel gam kavonas raboseinu zal, mishe kol abrius mikaten vad godol mahalim un mashapchim oisoy. When you see somebody, that everybody, from big to small, praises him and honors him, and he's happy with his deeds, it's a siman that Hashem put in the hearts of those people to love him. Because how did he do it otherwise? How did he do that? Rabbi Chaim was putting adverts in the Mishpacha magazine, please come get brochas from him. Well, how did people find him even? How did people know that he existed? He wasn't looking for publicity. He wasn't out there making a noise. Hashem made it happen. Hashem, he found favor in Hashem's house because all he cared about was doing what Hashem wanted. When that happens, what happens? Hashem puts into the hearts of people to love him and to find and he finds favor. And people are lining up to see him. Who places this good name that everyone's saying good things about this person on their tongues? Hashem does. Hashem doesn't do this for people he hates. People he hates, Hashem doesn't do that with. For Simon Boro, the Godel Shaboyre Marutim Emenu. When he does, then it's the sign that Hashem is very desirable of him. That's shut in that Mishnah and Pekah Avos that the Yetzer Hara brought to trip you up. When this tzaddik is working very hard to try and get people to praise him, because he's such a big Eved Hashem, that's not the conduct of a tzaddik. If that tzaddik is trying to get people to look at him and praise him, then he's not a tzaddik, because that's not the way tzaddikim behave. Okay, nizahem pitu zel shel hayetzer. Be very careful of this pitu of the yetzer. He first makes you into a big chassid. Not even a tzaddik. He makes you think you're a big chassid. And then he gets you to start looking to find favor in people's eyes with a very frum reason. My Purusha Mishnah says you have to do it. Yeah, wrong shot in the Mishnah, but that's when he comes and throws at us. Because we're not going to wait till we come Hasidim or Tzadikim in order to have this problem with the Yetzirah. We have the problem with the Yetzirah even where we hold it. Put your effort into finding favor in Hashem's eyes. Very often you want to say something to somebody, you don't, because you're worried, and then he'll be upset with you, and he'll put your foot down, fear no man. You have to know, of course, because it's your seichel. You have to know when to do it, how to do it. I have to keep quiet a lot in the Beis Midrash. The things I see going on in our Beis Midrash that make my hair crawl. Sometimes I have to keep quiet because you can win the battle and lose the war, you know. You've got to be careful. Sometimes you have to lose a few battles along the way to winning a war. You're trying to make care of people. You don't want people to leave. It happened once. I said something to somebody, nothing major. And he never came back again. Came back again. You know, so that's you have to be careful. But I'm just saying that. But sometimes it's not because of that. Sometimes you don't say anything because you're worried that I'll get upset with you. I'll be nasty to you. I'll da 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 da. He'll start speaking about you, whatever, you know. And then so you keep quiet instead of saying something. That's what he's talking about here. Because you're trying to win favor in people's eyes. Dangerous. Okay, it is a me pito yetze. We me feed him daimim and similar types of piners. Im tishma lof, do you stand the hargilo choydeze, yese ve yese. Because if you don't watch yourself from this, he's going to be mishtadling, he's going to be working very hard to get you to do more and more and more. You'll stop serving Hashem, and you know who you'll be serving? Bnei Adam. You'll be serving Bnei Adam. You'll be doing all the from things, you'll be doing all going on through the motions and whatever, of all, not to serve Hashem, but to serve Bnei Adam, because you want Bnei Adam to be nice to you, and you want them to be, to honor you and praise you and give you all sorts of wonderful, whatever it is that you want from them. That's a big danger. And this is much more subtle than we dealt with earlier. Yeah, the Yetzer is not coming to tell you to do a veir. He's not coming to tell you not to have imuna. On the contrary, have all the imuna you want in the world. You're a big tzaddik. No one ever got to the dagi. You got to use such a big bali imuna. So now you have space to do a little bit. You know, to make sure that people aren't angry with you, because if you are, they're going to make your life a misery. Blah, 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 blah. You go out there and be nice to people. He's not saying not to be nice to people, by the way. He's not saying that. The Torah says you've got to be nice. Call Adam b'sev upon him. You're doing that, but not because you're doing that because Hashem told you to do that. You're not doing because you want them to like you. You do it because you have to do it. You like, you won't like, you like, but you still have to do it. So a lot of hard work to find oneself in all of these things, but that's the work we have to do. Chovev Zavos wrote this for us as well. But say it is Omer. The Sudas Davis, a good loch. Look after yourselves.
You take too, Shia. Thank you.
Talk him to you. All the best.
Take care, bye bye.
Take care, Jonathan.